Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Sam Toya is with us. Sam's a semi-regular guest on the show. We always love to support Chicago Restaurant Week. Sam, when does it kick off?
It kicks off Friday, January 24th. Thanks for having me, too.
Welcome back. So how many restaurants participating this year?
Ready for this? There's over 470 participating restaurants, the most on record. They're from 35 different Chicago neighborhoods, and there's 50 suburban restaurants this year as well. And out of those 475 participating restaurants, 143 are women and minority-owned enterprises.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, it's nice you're including some of the suburban restaurants, because now we see towns like Wheaton and Aurora and other towns going, hey, that seems to work well for Chicago. We want to do a restaurant week as well.
Exactly. Because, you know, this is, you know, we all know we already culinary capital of the United States, and restaurant week just highlights that even more.
So this is the 18th annual Chicago Restaurant Week. It's 17 days. And explain to people how this works.
Okay, so you can go to, obviously, Choose Chicago's website, and you can find out all the information. However, how it works is that over the 470 participating restaurants, they have a set menu and a set price. Because as we all know, us Chicagoans, it gets a little cold at the end of January and beginning of February. So this, you know, we are enticing people to come out to eat for 17 consecutive days at good prices. And you could try restaurants, like I said, throughout our 35 different neighborhoods here in Chicago, and also 50 suburban restaurants participating as well.
And when I go there, it looks like there's actually some opportunities to not just eat at restaurants, but you can also eat at restaurants that might have some entertainment.
Exactly, 100%. And there's some bakeries on there as well. You'll see that.
That's fun. So is there a big controversy when it comes to whose picture of food you're going to put on the front page, or who's going to be on the top of the list? It looks to be mostly in alphabetical order. Is that how it goes?
Exactly. You know, because we're not picking the winners here. Yep. It's an alphabetical order, and you can see it, you know, just go right, stroll right down, and you'll see all the restaurants. Make sure you stroll down, because there's so many great restaurants. By the time you get to the G's, you might stop strolling down. So make sure you stroll all the way down.
I know. Can you look at them in order of how many stars, or are there filters?
There's a little blurb. Yes, there's a little blurb, you know, like you got, you know, Beatnik on the River, and that's a vegetarian restaurant. You got like Duck Duck Goat, you know, Stephanie Iser will talk about that. You got Daisy's in Logan Square, or Chez Joel Bistro in Little Italy University Village, and it will tell you everything about them. So yes, it will fill you in on what their menu is and who they are. So
I've eaten at Beatnik quite a few times. I wasn't even aware it was a vegetarian restaurant. Isn't that funny?
Yes, vegetarian. Yeah, Beatnik on the River, vegetarian, yep.
Sam Toya, can you go anywhere in this city and eat free?
Oh, I don't know about that. I always like to pay for my meals, you know what I mean? Because, you know, the restaurant industry is a tough industry. It's an industry of pennies and nickels, and I want all our restaurant owner operators making sure, you know, they can take care of, you know, with inflation, it's gotten a little tough out here in property taxes. So, you know, we want to make sure we're supporting our local restaurants, because they are the soul of every community here in the city of Chicago.
Sam Toya is the president of the Illinois Restaurant Association, if you weren't able to pick up on that. Sam, when you're talking about pennies and nickels, people are still complaining about those surcharges. Sometimes they're listed as a way to supply insurance benefits to workers. Some still, you know, it's just like this add-on thing. What's happening with that?
Yeah, you know, so we always tell folks, you know what I mean, make sure you're open and transparent. That's why we want to, you know, preserve the tip credit. You know, the tip credit is that you pay the way people certain amount, but they have to also make their tips. And the average wait person here in the city of Chicago makes over $29 an hour. So, you know, so with that devastated. You know what I mean? You know, we better just keep the tip credit than go to surcharge, because you see the surcharges in cities like Los Angeles or Portland. You know what I mean? That's why it's so important we preserve the tip credit for restaurant owners, operators.
And some people claim that if you ask the restaurant to remove that charge, that they do.
Yes, they will. They will. Absolutely, they will. You know what I mean? We tell all restaurant owners, operators to be open and transparent, what it's going for, you know what I mean? And, yes, if you're a guest and you ask the restaurant operator to remove it, he or she might remove it for you.
And are some of the reservations already filling up for Chicago Restaurant Week?
Oh, yes, yes. All your listeners, please go, you know, online and make your reservations, because this is a hot time of year. You can try out some of the restaurants that you haven't, you know, you've never been to, like La Josie's or something like that. So please go online and, you know, check out the restaurants and make your reservations, because you will see why we are the culinary capital of the United States. It's right by going to some restaurants you haven't been to.
And Sam, traditionally, January, February, really tough months for the restaurant industry. Of course, the weather impacts that here in Chicago. What's the economic impact of Chicago Restaurant Week on restaurants in and around Chicago?
You know, it's always, you know, for any small business, it's all about cash flow, right? So Restaurant Week helps the independent restaurants, and we are an independent restaurant town. We're not like Tampa or Houston where we have chain restaurants. So we want to support our independent restaurants. January is a slow time of year. That's why we always do it between January 24th this year and February 9th, right before Valentine's Day. But it's tough for the restaurant owner-operator all the way up to kind of St. Paddy's Day. You do get Valentine's Day in there. So we try to help with cash flow. So definitely cash flow helps. Because, you know, we're coming off the holiday season. People are getting their credit card bills and stuff like that. It's cold, and that's why we do the Restaurant Week, to support our independent restaurants here in Chicago.
We talked to a chef at Egg Bunny, which is pretty much a pop-up, but it's financed by former Chicago Bear Israel Adonijay. And I was asking that chef how difficult it would be to launch a restaurant or even a pop-up or any kind of dream in Chicago when it comes to the hospitality industry without the financial backing of someone like Israel Adonijay. Is it possible for mom and pops to get off the ground without a big financial person helping fund the startup?
You know, it is possible, but, you know, a lot of people take in investors, like you mentioned. A lot of people, you know, pool their money within a family to open a small independent restaurant. So it is difficult, and it's become more difficult post-pandemic. As all your listeners know, things have gotten very expensive, you know, not just product costs, but labor costs as well. So it's a tough industry, and you're only as good as your last meal. So restaurant owners, operators know that, and they know they have to, you know, sharpen the pencil, you know, to stay in business these days. I used to say before the pandemic, it was a business of nickels and dimes. Now it's a business of pennies and nickels, and you lose a few pennies, you're going out of business.
What kind of impact has The Bear, the hit show The Bear, had on fine dining in Chicago? Every chef I've interviewed watches it, their staff watches it, we watch it, and it's got to build some interest, right?
Absolutely. It has built a lot of interest. I think not just here in Chicago, but, you know, a lot of people now, you know, culinary tourism off the charts. You know, the millennials, Generation X, they grew up with, they grew up with the Food Network. And it's all about, you know, looking, you know, where you want to go for your next culinary tourism. The back half of the plane's all about tourists. And The Bear has made people say, hey, I want to go to Chicago, check out those restaurants in the West Loop and River North or Logan Square or Pilsen. So, yes, it has definitely helped, not just here in the Chicagoland area, but bring in culinary tourism to Chicago as well.
Well, Sam, you're a great voice for the restaurants in Illinois. We appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me, and stay warm, everybody.
Sam Toya, president of the Illinois Restaurant Association.